I don't think we've seen a true reflection of what this team's all about. There's been a lack of consistency, chopping and changing of personnel and trying to find a steady 11, and all goes with that. Their character has always been there. And I think, as you rightly said, the last 2 weeks, it's really came to the forefront. The boys have a couple of days off with an international break, and then we're back in and we go again in preparation for our next game.
Tiernan, a fullback, scoring two very important goals for you tonight.
Yeah, again, delighted. We've been working very hard at getting our box entries and getting numbers in the box, and he probably took those two goals like a centre forward. And great credit to the kid, and delighted for him.
A 2-0 down, you must have thought it might have been a bridge too far.
Yes and no. At half time, I felt like we were all over the show. We weren't getting close enough to Pats. We were off it. We were giving the ball away needlessly, continuously. We had a good conversation at half time. There was a couple of honest words spoken, and you seen it in their faces and you seen it in their eyes. Once we conceded again, I thought that might have knocked the stuffing out of them. But great credit to them. They rolled their sleeves up and they had that never say die attitude. And as I said to them afterwards, probably disappointed that we didn't go on and win the game.
Can I just ask you about Ollie Horgan? You wouldn't have come up against him too many times, but he'd have left a mark on the League Ireland.
I did come up against him on two different occasions, and myself and Ollie crossed paths. But thankfully, I got to make my peace with him before he sadly passed away. And as you rightly said, an unbelievable character in the league, an unbelievable character as a man and a football man. And just on behalf of everybody at Derry City Football Club, we want to pay our condolences to Ollie's family, and may he rest in peace.